Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and you may be asking why we're wearing the same coat. And I always call Kent's house in the morning, find out what he's wearing, and I try to be like Kent. I try to match up with him.
It's my coat.
And so this has just so upgraded my life to try to be like Kent. So maybe that's a new hashtag for us, be like Kent.
No.
Well, Kent, speaking of trials, we're in James chapter 1, yes. Verses 2 and 3, and the title of this is Joy in Trials, which sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? And one distinguishing mark, Kent, of us as Christians, as opposed to an unbeliever, is that we can have joy in the midst of our trials. And even in the midst of our sorrows, there is a supernatural joy that God can give to us. And that's what James talks about in these verses. So let me read these verses. We're in James 1, verses 2 and 3. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Again, let's just walk through this. This first word, consider, it's actually an imperative command. And this is not our natural response to trials. Our natural response to trials is to collapse. But here, James commands us to consider it all joy. And joy here, referring to the supernatural gladness of heart that only God can give us, that's not dependent upon our circumstances, but it's dependent upon the Lord Himself, who rises above our circumstances and who never changes and who has an infinite supply of joy for us to give to us in the midst of our trials. So he says, consider it all joy. Even that word all underscores the richness that we should have of joy. He says, when you encounter various trials. The word encounter here was used. You remember the parable of the Good Samaritan and who fell among robbers? Mm-hmm. And it's the exact same word here, fell among robbers, encountered these trials. And, you know, we just fall into them. They're unexpected. We don't see them coming. And boom, we find ourselves in the midst of a storm. And these trials come in many shapes and forms. He says various trials. Sometimes they're financial. Sometimes they're relational. Sometimes they are ministerial. Sometimes they are vocational. They come on many different levels. But he says, here's how we are to consider it all joy. And I need to be reminded of this. Knowing, and so we've got to know this, that the testing of your faith produces endurance. That God has a purpose for the trials in which He either sends our way or allows us to undergo. And He says that we are to, that we will be tested. And it's kind of like we're going along in our Christian life and we're hearing the Word of God and we're reading it and we're having fellowship and it's kind of clear sailing. And then all of a sudden around the corner, boom, we find ourselves in the midst of a trial and difficulty. And it has a purpose and it is to test us. And this word test is the idea of putting a precious metal into a furnace to see, is this a real metal? Or is this just a false alloy? And so God puts us into these fiery trials to test our faith, to see if it's genuine, to see if we have really been looking to Him. And it has a way of revealing where our trust is and where our hope is. And He says that the purpose of this test is also to produce endurance. And endurance here means to bear up under pressure, that the weight of adversity is pressed down upon us and we feel like we're going to be crushed and we are really driven to our knees. and forced to look up and trust God in this trial, but it makes us stronger and it builds up our spiritual muscles and it helps us to learn to endure through tough times. And so we need to be faithful and steadfast as we go through trials. And Kent, I mean, it's easier for me to talk on this and teach on this than it is to live it, because it's a challenge when all of a sudden we're confronted with an unexpected difficulty, but God's sovereign and God is in control and God has a purpose, and it's to build up, test our faith and build up our faith. So, but let's talk about this.
Well, I'm just...
I see you staring, Kent.
Well, I'm thinking of a friend of mine whose son has been in the hospital for over 3 months.
Wow.
And he can't get out.
Hmm.
And it's probably the greatest trial I've ever seen anybody go through.
Hmm.
They don't know what's wrong with him. There's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and so my thought is, and this is a question for, I think, us and the audience, is when we're in these trials, if we read this verse and it says, consider it all joy, is there something in that, considering it all joy, that says, go back to God, take what you have and go to Him and think on Him and what He's wanting to do in your life? Is there something in that, instead of just saying, well, I've got to have joy, is there something in it that forces us back to the Lord?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we know that when we just try to be joyful, it doesn't, you know, we're not joyful.
You're sitting there in the hospital.
and you're trying to, how do you,
joy,
you can't do that?
Joy, and I said it Sunday when I was preaching,
yeah.
J-O-Y.
Yeah.
Jesus, others, you.
Yeah.
Joy comes from looking to Jesus and putting our trust in Him, and also beholding the beauty of His holiness and the glory of His person and work. And then also looking to how I can serve others. And then I'm last. And when we get in a trial, the tendency is to look to ourselves and woe is me. And I can do that.
Yeah.
And throw a pity party and kind of moan and groan, because I'm self-absorbed and it's me and my trial. But when I look away from myself and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these other things are added to me. So your question is, which is really an observation, is really spot on. And it has to be an ongoing, continual thing.
Yeah, it does.
As well. I mean, you know, last week's, last month's, looking to the Lord is not sufficient. It's got to be a daily and continual trust in the Lord.
Yeah, because then you go to verse 3,
uh-huh.
where you just said you have to make this mental ascent,
yeah.
to know,
yeah.
that this testing is producing something in you
that
you don't necessarily ask for,
yeah.
or want necessarily.
Right?
So you have to be thinking, not feeling necessarily. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And our tendency, isn't it, to be caught up in the emotion and the feeling and the sorrow, which is only human, but we've got to rise above that. And there's got to be an intentional focus, Colossians 3:2, setting our mind on things above and not on things of the earth. And as we do, part of that, too, is casting our burdens on the Lord, as 1 Peter 5 talks about. And His shoulders are a whole lot stronger than our shoulders. And we just need to transfer this back into the Lord's hands. And, Lord, I'm yours, and my trial now is your trial, and your joy needs to be my joy. Your peace needs to be my peace as I go through this. And it does build up our spiritual stamina and enables us, as we go on down the road, there's going to be bigger trials.
Yeah.
And so we're building up our endurance for greater adversity and obstacles that are down the road, and ultimately one day when we come to the end of our life and we are staring death in the eyes, we have built up endurance that when we come to that point, we can have complete confidence that I will wake up in the Lord's presence.
So this isn't natural. We have to think this through, right? It just doesn't come naturally.
Yeah, it's really a work of the Holy Spirit within us. And I think also of, you know, Philippians 2, where it says it's God who's at work within you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. So, Kent, we all need this. We all go through times of trials. We're not immune to difficulties. It's not an elective course in the school of discipleship. It's a core course, and we all sometimes have to repeat that course again and again. Well, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I know that what we've looked at today speaks really true to human experience, that we do go through times of trials, and how it is that we must consider it all joy, knowing that God is at work in us. He's producing greater Christ-likeness, and He's building up our faith in the Lord. Well, thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope. I know this speaks directly to your heart because it's spoken to our hearts here today. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.